Coach Johnson is with us, joins us, Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. What's going on this morning?
What the hell y'all want?
I think you just made a show promo, Bobby.
when Mike Slide was telling you guys to behave, did you have to resist the urge to go, are you talking to me?
I took a nap.
Bobby, a lot went on.
Wait a minute, I got to ask him about the Opry on Saturday, okay. First of all. Because I was out there with my family on Saturday night, and when Steve Martin came out to play, I said, hey, it's Bobby Johnson. And I later read and then heard that you were out there as well. That had to be pretty fun for you to meet Steve Martin.
It was fun. I was actually on backstage right there with those, you know, behind the performers, and got a chance to see everybody come out. And he was fantastic, and I think the crowd loved him. And then we got a quick photo after, and he was extremely jacked up about playing at the Opry. I don't think he was concentrating on meeting a guy who supposedly looked like him. So, you know, we had a quick photo, and they asked me to step up. And when I did step up, he said, hey, we look alike. But I think that's the idea. So, it was fun. It was fun being backstage, whispering Bill Anderson, and my wife, Catherine, got that all arranged, and it was a lot of fun.
And, you know, I was thinking about sending you an email saying, I don't know if Steve Martin can coach football, but he's definitely got you beat on banjo playing.
No doubt about that. He could do it. Now, I'm telling you, I was impressed. Even though I'd heard he was a very fine banjo player, he stepped up and did it. And that's a huge stage for a banjo player. I mean, you know, right on the Grand Ole Opry, you got to be pretty good to step up there and do that.
We're speaking of Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. Bobby, we also understand you played in a very, very interesting and renowned group at the Bruno's Champions Circuit Tournament in Birmingham. Do tell.
I did. I had a wonderful time playing. Our foursome was Vince Gill, Jeff Fisher, and Al Del Greco, and myself, and our pro was Lee Trevino. So I was in some grand company there, and Lee Trevino was so accommodating and fun, and I mean, he just made us feel at home. He helped us read putts. He gave us tips. He told us stories, and all the time, he never stop talking, even when he was hitting. And when we hit, he would stop talking. But you know, even when he was hitting the ball, he was talking. It was unbelievable.
Wasn't Barkley at that tournament too?
He was, but we were out of harm's way.
okay.
I think he played in the morning. I'm not sure. We played in the afternoon, and I'm not quite sure when he played.
Did you out drive Al?
No, heck no. We played called a shamble, which everybody hits their tee ball, and then you go and play your ball the rest of the hole after you pick the best tee shot. Well, they didn't pick my tee shot any during, on the drive. They did on a couple of the par threes, but at no time did we pick my drive because Vince is extremely long. Al is extremely long. And between those two, they didn't hit two bad shots per hole. They always had one out there. So, in fact, Vince hit one so far that Lee Trevino said, Vince, if I could hit it that far when I was young, Jack Nicklaus would have been a pharmacist.
So you were a special teamer in this group then, right?
Well, no, I did my part. I made a couple eagles with my handicap. And,
there you go.
You know, you have to finish the hole. That's the thing. Even though you get a good drive, you got to finish the hole with your ball. And it makes you concentrate and makes you, you know, you just don't say, well, we're playing a scramble. It doesn't matter if I hit my ball well or not. You got to finish it up.
All right, Bobby, I read a lot of accounts of what happened in Destin, and you were a proponent of the American football coaches, you know, edict not to make public the last round of voting as it pertains to the BCS. And, you know, my argument to you is that you are somebody who I think integrity is unquestioned. But don't you agree that there are certain coaches at times who are less than objective when it comes to their voting for the polls? And don't you think that needs to be public?
Well, you know, I don't know if they're, you know, always forthright, but it happens both ways. Sometimes, you know, those guys are going to vote for their buddies because they like them, and they're going to vote against them some other times because they don't like them. I don't know. So I don't know how you patrol that either way. I mean, they're going to do it. If you say, well, if he does it a couple spots, you know, from first to third, it could really, well, he could still do that even if people were for looking at his score or looking at his ballot. So, you know, the Gallup poll, looked at our poll and said, and Grant Taft asked on behalf of the AFCA, how can we make it better? And they came up with a lot of suggestions, not just that. So, you know, we looked at and said, hey, these people are the experts. If we're going to adopt, you know, what they say to make this poll the best it can be, then we're going to adopt them. So we voted for it.
What about the rule about oversigning? Were you on board with that? And everybody came to an eventual agreement that the number would be 28 players signed for each class, and I guess it has to get down to 25. What number were you most comfortable with?
I'm comfortable with 25, but as one of the coaches in the conference, you know, when you're down there and you're leading this discussion and you're part of the SEC coaches, you want to do what's best for the whole group, for the conference. So we settled on 30, and we don't have the problems that some of them have when it comes to, you know, trying to wait to see if grades are coming through or whatever. So for the benefit of the whole group, I supported 30. The ADs and the presidents went with 28. 28 is great for me. You know, I don't have any problem. I usually don't have a problem with 25. But I could see through the discussions with my other coaches that, you know, sometimes they have some issues that they have to get through.
Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. You hear some of the sniping back and forth, and Mike Slive, you know, makes the, you know, statement about maybe a little better sportsmanship or a little less of that sort of thing. Do you kind of just laugh or shake your head, or you talk to, you know, Rich Brooks or some of the other guys who, you know, who aren't as involved in that stuff as some of the other, you know, coaches in the league are?
Well, I think it was an important speech. You know, even though most of them don't do it, I think you got to represent the conference in the best way, and I don't think that's the way to do it. I don't think you bring down other people in your conference. So, you know, I agree with the commissioner 100%, but again, most of the time I'm not involved in that or hanging out with guys who are involved with it.
Bobby, I wanted to ask you just in terms of the air of collegiality between coaches, and you've been in the conference long enough. Has it changed from when you first came in, where coaches were a little bit friendlier to each other, to now, where it just seems to be the lines are clearly drawn, not only on the field, it seems like, you know, but in real life, where, you know, there are real rivalries between coaches?
Well, I think there always were rivalries, but I think when I've way back 8 years ago when I was just getting in there, you know, everything wasn't scrutinized like it is on the internet and twittering and texting and, you know, all the sources that you can do it. So, you know, to me, I think most of it is posturing to try to get your props up, you know, if you would, you know, just to say you're a guy who's going to stand up and for his program and things like that. So, you know, when we get into meetings, we didn't have a bit of problem. I was the moderator this year, and I didn't even have to have my whistle or my referee.
Urban, go sit in the corner. Lane, other corner.
And, all right, break when I say break. You know, no rabbit punches. But
do you have a megaphone?
Yeah, no, but it's. you know, it's different once you get in that meeting room and you're trying to decide what's best for our programs and what's best for the conference. And, you know, right now we've got a hot conference. You know, we've got an ESPN deal, and, you know, we've got several ex-national champions in our group. And, you know, it's just a great place to be involved if you're a football coach. So I don't think anybody wants to mess this up. And, you know, they like being up there with the best.